Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thoughts on the Redskins and the Rams at 1:30. Spin all around the NFL with him in about 13 minutes. What would a win mean for the Redskins? What would a loss mean 2 days from now? We've given you what we think a win would mean. We'll get into what we think a loss would mean, then we'll get to your calls just after that. So let's go loss.
Disaster. A loss would mean that the beginning of the end has arrived. A loss would be apocalyptic for this franchise. Because, again, the context, your backdrop is they promoted everybody from within. They didn't go get a new defensive coordinator from outside. They didn't go find their Wade Phillips. They had the linebackers coach from down the hall change offices. They didn't go get scouts from outside the organization. They told you that everybody that was already there is better than Scott McClellan. We couldn't deal with McClellan. We can't deal with all that kind of stuff. Get him out of here. Everybody that's here, that's why we were 17-14-1 over the last couple of years. And everybody that had, you know, said the right thing to Bruce Allen and made him feel good about himself got more power in the organization. Bruce Allen took charge back. The reason you went and got Scott McClellan in the first place was because everyone was embarrassed out there. They needed a new PR deflection to make sure that people were off Bruce and Dan's back. It will begin the leaks. It will begin the staging of ground. You watch. Mark my words. They lose this game to Sean McVay. You'll start to hear some national publication, some big reporter, whether it's a Schefter or somebody else, will receive an anonymous tip that Jay Gruden's now in the hot seat. That's how it'll begin. This losing this game this week, to with the backdrop again of having Sean McVay be the one that does it to you, will begin the end for the good feelings there in Washington.
Oof, that's a dark cloud you're painting, my friend. I think a loss sets you up for a disastrous first quarter of your season. A loss sends you spiraling into that Raiders game at 0-2 with your season effectively on the line against a team that's a lot better than you. A loss means you could be 0-4 before this thing even gets going. And to your point, a loss means chaos in the media. A loss means NFL Network and ESPN are sending reporters to your building next Wednesday and Thursday at practice so that they can ask what's going on. A loss means a lot of nonsense about Kirk Cousins and his contract and whether you made the right decision, and a lot of nonsense about Terrell Pryor and the fact that you shouldn't have paid him, and a lot of nonsense about your defensive coordinator, Greg Minuski, and the fact that you should have gone and gotten someone else, and a lot of nonsense about maybe even if you believe firing Scott McClellan and the fact that whether he's here or not, they could easily be 0-2, but everyone will chalk it up to, because we have causation now, all of these things that have changed since they were last playing a better brand of football. So avoid all those things with a win. But while you're a more extreme version of what I'm saying, I agree with you that the chaos begins and ensues immediately if they lose at 0-2. Two games against beatable teams. If you look at two games in a vacuum, Eagles-Rams didn't make the playoffs last year. Chiefs-Raiders did in the first four, and you said, you're going to go 2-2. Well, you better have won the first two.
Yeah.
If you're 0-2 through those two trying to get to 2-2, have fun.
Two of those teams combined to be 24-8 last year. Which pair of games do you get a better shot at?
The two that you won't have played at that point.
Exactly.
Chris is in Hyattsville. Hey, Chris, what would a win mean? What would a loss mean for the Redskins?
I think a win keeps Washington fans hanging on for another week, but really doesn't do much more than that. And a loss is going to bring out all the hand-wringing, all the second-guessing, and all the questioning. And honestly, guys, it's why I am a lifelong Redskins fan and Washington sports fan, but I've really kind of turned the page on football, and I'm a diehard Nats fan now, because I can't stand all the excessive angst and agony over every single game and every single play and every single contract decision. It's not fun as a fan to follow all this unless they're winning. And let's face it, the Skins don't win very often.
I get it. I do. Honestly, to me, that's what has drawn so many people in about the NFL, is that it's this there's kind of always a puncher's chance, and it's week to week. And it, as we say, there's a referendum every week about everything. Every team is power rankings-wise. Whereas in baseball, you got to wait a couple weeks, a month, whatever, to kind of figure out where people reshuffle. It's off-putting for some, but it's also that adrenaline rush is addicting for tens of millions of Americans.
It is what I love about the NFL, because it is the weekly referendum. And look how much things change how quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Rams are, I want to say they're like 3.5-point favorites on the Redskins, and they're the toast of the town. I mean, they are the talk of the league this week. Is, can you believe how much better the Rams are than we thought they were going to be? Well, okay, I guess. I mean, they played the Colts. Like, that's a game, knowing what we know right now about the Colts, they should have won that game decidedly. That isn't to take anything away from the Rams. They played a brilliant football game. Sean McVay had them prepared. They had two pick sixes. They had a safety. They did everything you want them to do, Danny. They did. So commend them for that. But should we crown them? Should we talk about them being now the upstart? You know, this is a playoff team. We had a guest on today who said at one point, you know, if they win that game, I guess it was yesterday maybe, but if the Rams win that game, you got to start thinking about them in the NFC playoff picture. You do?
Really?
At 2-0 in the West with Seattle, and that division as tough as it's been. Arizona, now we're just going to throw dirt on because Carson Palmer threw three picks, but that is the league. And to that point, that's the difference. Redskins win. The story next week is going to be, don't bury the Redskins just yet. They got a chance to surprise in the NFC East. And if they lose, they're cooked. They're done. Their season's over.
Yeah, that's part of it, man. That's the NFL.
It's what I hate and what I love about the NFL.
The fact that it's this weekly appointment, obviously now we're getting to kind of a referendum on football itself, but the weekly appointment, the once-a-week nature of it, and how even the ebb and flow of one game could sort of change the tide. I mean, as bad as the Redskins were, they still had a chance in that ballgame against Philadelphia. That, to me, is what makes it so special. I mean, and the fact that the Redskins have had these little moments of glimmers of hope, of windows where things just kind of break right. I mean, they've been so inconsistent. They've actually been consistently bad, to be honest with you. But there have been a couple moments where, yeah, but what if it's another one of these four-game runs that happens once every 5 years, et cetera. The fact that the window is still open, because this is how the league goes. You're always one injury away, you know, one Tony Romo hit away from either, oh, my God, what are the Cowboys going to do? Or, oh, my God, how did the Cowboys – discover Dak Prescott? Because a year ago, when Romo got hurt, it was Kellen Moore, who should always get to play because he stinks. Just amazing how quickly it goes.
Does it matter how they play in a loss or a win to you?
Yes.
Because it almost feels like you don't care. Like, if they look a lot better, and let's say the Rams are actually good and no one saw it coming. But let's say that the offense racks up like 450 yards and 27 points, and they lose 30-27 on a couple of fluke plays, and even when the defense played okay. Like, they play a B game and lose on the road in L.A. Does that matter? Because now they're 0-2, and all the things you said are still possibilities.
It'll matter to me as a person that tries to evaluate based on what I see and tries to use
information.
But I mean,
in terms of them still being able to accomplish their goals in this season, are they still done, would you say?
Yes, just because the math won't work out. But I'll care that they're competitive. I'll be excited. Not excited is the wrong word. I'll be frustrated they lost. But I'll be able to come in and say, hey, this is actually – we learned something, okay? This is not a disaster. This is not a complete tire fire. They're able to match an effort. They actually came out with some intensity. Just, they got beat. That happens when you line up. What was so exasperating about week one and the previous year's week ones was it was oh, whoops, we didn't have intensity. We were flat.
Milton,
sorry.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on? Here we go, disaster city, population us. But if they do come out and are just better in all facets and still lose, it'll matter to me. But I'm telling you, it won't matter to them. That's not how the Redskins do it. They don't do that competent,
see,
calm thing.
That's my concern. I keep worrying about and thinking about all these, the fans, you know, the calls, the feedback, the fact that people just get so negative so quick and it compounds on itself. But really, that doesn't matter. What matters is Redskins Park, and the guys that pull the trigger and make the decisions aren't that different than the fans. They're reactionary. Every game, their opinion swings wildly. I feel like if the team was 2-0, Dan would sit there telling you they're going to the Super Bowl, and if they're 0-2, he's telling Bruce to fire Jay Gruden. I believe that. And I think he's no different than, you know, a caller whose fan is short for fanatical, living and dying and deciding based on every play if someone should be paid or not paid or a coach should be kept or not.
Wild swings of emotion.
I think you know, Dan, in a lot of ways, sits in section 413. I've always kind of felt that way.
You've seen him dancing. You've also seen him hot mad.
Dancing Dan. Sean O'Hara on the NFL, the Redskins, and the Rams next on Grant and Danny.
I'm a fantasy football guy. It's Danny Ruye. I've been playing year-long fantasy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.